Soon, if you do not come and say for me, shohaytzi yishploini shame ra biti, that this person, my chosu, my son-in-law, was mitzi shame ra on my daughter. And of the biti, so chayovim, so that is chayiv. That's one chiddush. So clearly, that if they hold back the radius, the chayiv will call the shvur fadis. Hoidu mitiyat my potter. They say, "Hoyd mitiat smoyer says bebezdin zeh shoyti shame of bebezdin achar potter." It says now this person was made in there. Says hoyd, so that's chayyeh chayyavim. But hoyd mitiat, let's say the chosin comes and admits himself to bebezdin that he was mitzi shemra, then he's potter. But the havamina was that he agrees even after the eidim came, still he's potter. The question is, why should they be potter? So must be that this will hold potter because is the first, it means the eidim are potter because there must be eidim knas. So there must be eidim knas. That's what is what. Because talk about hashtag, the afilu bo eidim aliyaka shahida. Even if the eidim came after he admitted, come a potter, still we say it's potter. Ukutari must be a eidim kredim oidoch ayovim. It sounds like this here, that when did the eidim come? If they came after he was moidah, then the potter. But if the Aizim came before he admitted, then it says he's chayiv. That's the riot in Rashi. Son of Eidik Knas here. And you see, Eidik Knas is chayiv according to Shvua. So Moses says, no, her money of Rezor of Shimini. The Yom Yavor Eidik Yidu. The Rezor of Rezor of Shimini that says, even if the person is made of, still, the Aizim on the chayiv your money. So therefore, according to Rezor of Shimini, she's Eidik Knas is chayiv. So Moses says, that can't be. Aim is faith, what is the faith to say here? That if the chosin admitted himself that he was a mercy shemra, then he's potter. So also the rabbanon, that comes out according to the rabbanon, that eidik knas is potter. So how could this be? So Moses says no. Kula Reb Lezer Reb Shimon he. This whole brayta goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, and that's why the eidim are chayiv korban shvua seidus, because according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, knas for sure eidim is mechayiv, even if the person first admitted. And then to Eidim come, the two Eidim could be Mechayiv him Kenaz. So according to him, the Eidim that hold back the radius, Pshita Vechayiv. If so, Rokakam, this is the right thing to say. Loi Mishkachas Mehoidim Mepiyatsumay the Potter. Where is there a case that if a person admits the Kenaz that he's Potter, and Lehecha the Lech Eidim Klau, only in the case where no Eidim comes at all, Loidim Yatsumay. That they're just saying over, you have Lazar of Shimon Talocha. But when is Moedim Beknas Potter? If all we have is just your Haidor, no Eidim show up to Bezdin, then the Baldog is Potter. But any time Eidim show up in Bezdin, then the Klal is Eidim could be Mechayiv Yiknas. So treat the Kuntra, Blessed Rabbi Shimon, according to the Svara, if you're Eidim, and you swear forth that you do not know Eidis, and then we catch you, Avad Yivachayiv Akkor Ben Shavuos Eidis. So that's called the clear ass money.
Okay, you're holding Lamed Gimel on the base. On the base, the Mishnah. Yeah. Lamed Gimel on the base, the top Mishnah. Mashvi Ani Aleichem, Reuben comes to Shimon the Edom and says, listen, I'm going to make you swear, Imloi Tavo, if you will not come, V'tiidu, and I want you to say Edus for me, Shani Kayin, that I'm a Kayin. They give me a hard time, they're not going to give me an aliyah, they're not going to give me truma, and you know that I'm really a kohen. I want you to come say, Eidus, that I'm a kohen. Or else, Shani Levi, I want to receive truma, they're not giving me ma'aseh, I want you to be Eidus, that I'm a Levi. Or else, She'eni ben Gerusha, She'eni ben Chalutza. Everybody knows that I'm a kohen, but there's a rumor going around that my mother was a Gerusha, so I'm possible to do avodah. So I want you to say, Eidus, you know that I'm not a ben Gerusha. Well, you know that my mother did not have chalitza. I'm not a ben chalitza. Or else, there's one case. These cases are that you're potter from a korban shvua. In these cases, even though you swear false, still, since you're not holding back money, there's no kfiras money, there's no kfiras mammon, therefore you're potter from a korban shvua. Now, another case, the Mishnah says, she'ish pleini kain, I want you to be a maid. That somebody else is a kohen. There the problem is that it's not the real tavaya, it's not that kohen coming, but you're the friend, you're asking the Eidim to say this for somebody else, or else sheish pleni levi, or else she'enoi ben Yerusha, she'ena ben chutz. He is not a ben Yerusha. He is not. So these cases also pshiti yapata, because there's no tzaveya. You don't have the Baal Dover himself. What about she'onas ish pleni es bitay, or else somebody else, a Reuven was manit somebody else's daughter, or else a pito es bitay, or else somebody else was the father talked is spoke over to the girl to live with him. The shechov al bi bini, or else you know Adis. Reuven is going to two Edim. You know Adis that my son was chov al bi and he made a chabura. Therefore, the locher is that it's chayiv misa my son. So therefore, he's potter for money anyway. So it's not called the kfirus money. Or else the shechov al bi chaveroi that you know Adis that my friend made a chabura hit me on Shabbos. Or else shehidlek gedisha b'Shabbos, or else that my friend lit my field on Shabbos. In these cases, since it was done on Shabbos, there's a chabur on Shabbos, or you may have eshan for Shabbos, so you chayiv misa. So anywhere you're potter from paying money for the chabura, or you're potter from paying money for the field, because since there's a klal of kom lebi the rab minei, so in all these cases are re'el of pturim. If the edim swear that they do not know the sedus, and then they're caught to be liars, there's no parsha of Eidus, Shavuos Eidus. They're not chayiv a korban. Because the Yisrael is the only chayiv a korban if you deny your kofa mammon. You have to hold back money from the Baal Dover. Here in these cases anyway, they're potter for money. Either it's a case of Isra the Heter, or the last case is only a shalom of chayiv misas, or the person is chayiv misa for being mechal Shabbos. But there's no money involved, therefore there's no parsha of Shavuos Eidus. Mora says, now time, what's the reason of our Mishnah? Diyish pleini koyein, diyish pleini levi. It's mashed with the middle case of the Mishnah is that when Reuven says this to Edim, swear that you know Edis, that my friend Yehuda is a koyein, or is a levi. So mashed with the reason why you potter is because there's no money involved, only because koyein and levi is not money. Mashma ha-mona le-pleini biyat pleini chayovim. If Reuven says this to Edom, I want you to swear that you know the way Yehuda owes Shimon $100, then you would be chayiv. Mashma then, since there's a kfiras money involved, even though the Tevei himself, this Yehuda, is not here, it's only Reuven asking for Yehuda, mashma, you would be chayiv a korban shvua. Ayo ketani seifa, we'll see the next mission of Laman Hay says, a ketani seifa, asheyishmu mepia Tevei, that the only parsha of shvua say this is, if the Teveya, the one that's supposed to receive the money, he himself comes to the Edom, and he himself tells the Edom, come and say Edus for me. You know that somebody owes me money. And they swear that they do not know Edus, then the Chayiv a Korban Shvuah, if there's a Kosev. But if the Teveya of Reuven is not asking for it, then there's no Pasha Shvuah Edus. See, what is our Mishnah saying? That you say Edus, that somebody else is a Kohen Yipoto, mash money because he's a Kohen, but if somebody else owes money, you'd be chai if it's not true. So Moran says, our Mishnah is talking about the Boa B'Hashor. When this Reuven asked the Edom to swear, true, it's not for him, it's for Shimon, but Shimon made him an apotropos, Rashi says. B'Hashor means he has permission, he's an apotropos. Sheminu apotropos al kach, hilkach, itzvias momini, hevi mechaivei. If this Reuven now, like the Shliach, the Hashor, is asking for money, even though he's asking for money for Shimon, but since Shimon appointed him like a Shliach, not a Patropis, therefore he's called the Taveya. So he would be Chayav, the Edom would be Chayav Korban Shavuos Eidus. That's what the Mishnah says, only here, that they're asking if he's a Kohen or is a Levi, that's not money involved, therefore they're part of it. Aye, but Amri Nadoi say, Leikatsvinam Urchasor, Amatautali, you have no right to give over permission to make somebody else, or Shliach, to collect money for you. If it's a question of collecting money, not karka, you cannot make a Hashor to collect money. So Moran says, Hani min wem was that said Hechid the Kafre, only if there was already a Din Torah. Reuven asked Shimon for the money, and Shimon said, no, I do not owe it to you. And now they want to go on further, so now Reuven cannot appoint a Hashor Shliach. Avoloi Kafre, but they did not have a Din Torah yet, and Reuven did not deny the money yet. In such a case, Kasvinen, then if Reuven for some reason cannot come to Bezdin, he cannot make it, he's allowed to make Hashor appoint somebody else to come to Beis Din to collect the money for him. That's what Mishnah is talking about. If there would have been Hashor here for money, you would be chayiv. The Mishnah says you potter because it's a question of Kayin and Levi that there's no money involved.
You mean
you were already in Beis Din? And you're still in the middle of the Din Torah. Tell the Rabbanim. What about the price of this? Minayin, how do we know the Yisrael of our Mishnah? Minayin, Shein HaKosav Medab Rele B'Tfiyas Mamin. How do we know that this parasha of Shavuos Eidus only applies to a case where there's a kfiras money, where Reuven is asking the Eidim to say Eidus for me that would give me money, and you're holding back your Eidus, I'm losing out money, then if you swear false, you chayav a korban shvua. How do I know this? So a lot of different shortcuts. We have Elazar Eimer, Nemakan Oy Ein. For Nemalahalan Oy Ein. Rashi says, Nemakan means Oy Ro Oy Yoda. In the parasha Shavuos Eidus says the word oi twice. Oi roi, do you saw or yod, or you know. V'nei malahalan Rashi says, b'shavuos ha-pikodin. The pikodin says, oi b'shavuos yad, oi b'gezel ha-yoshek. So it says the word oi oi there also. So therefore, malahalan, just like by the parasha Shavuos ha-pikodin. And in medav relevant fias mamin, a pikodin is always that I gave you something of mine to watch. I gave you my money. Is afkan here also the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, and the medav relevant fias mamin. That's what Rabbi Lezer learns out. Like a type of examiner, Shavu, Limud, one parasha from the other parasha, since it says, Oi, and Oi. So the Gemara, Oi, Ein, the Ratzech, Yechichoi. No, in the parasha of Ratzech also says the word, Oi, Oi, twice. Rashi says, Oi, be Eva, Hikayu, Oi, Hishlech, Olav, Bitzdiya. So it says the word, Oi, Oi, also by Ratzech. So maybe the parasha of Shavu say this applies to a case of Mis also. Shein oy oyin or medabrim shloim b'tzvias mamin. The parasha for Ratzech is not talking about the money, and still the Torah says the word oy oy. So maybe learn out Shavuos Eidus from Ratzech and applies to Miso. So Mora says no. Donin oy oyin sheyesh imoim shvua. By parasha Shavuos Eidus, here you have to swear. May oy oyin sheyesh imoim shvua. Learn it out better from the parasha of Shavuos Apikodin. That's also talking about a swearing. By it, because if you deny that I gave you something to watch, you have to swear to me. So learn out this parasha from that parasha. For Yal Yochicha, do not bring any proof. Oy Oyin deRatzech, the parasha of killing somebody. Sheni Moim Shvua. There's no halacha of a shvu. You do not have to swear. If you kill somebody, the meitzah dechayiv misa. But there's no parasha of a shvu there. Therefore, learn out Shvua say this from Pikodin. It's only with his money. So Mori says, okay. But oy ein the soita yuchichoi. There's a parasha by soita. It also says oy oy. Rashi says oy overall of ruach kino oy ish asher tavrolov. It says the word oy oy twice. So there a oy in v'yeshi moim shvua. There is shvua involved. Or medabrim shloy b'tfias money. Mamon. We're not talking about mamon over there. We're talking about there whether she has nus or not. The shalosh she's chayiv misa or not. So learn out from soita. So where is that true? I tell you, donin oyayin shieshi moim shvua v'yeni moim koyin. By a shvua say this, you do not need a koyin. So learn out this parasha, may oyayin shieshi moim shvua v'yeni moim koyin. Learn it out from pikodin. Also that you have to swear there and there's no koyin involved. But v'yal yochichu, do not bring me a proof. I oyayin d'ratzeach. You cannot learn out from the parasha of ratzeach sheni moim shvua. There you do not have to swear. V'yal yochichu, do not bring me any proof. I owe you in the Saita. Even though the Saita has to swear, Shafa Fish Yeshimoim Shvuam, but Yeshimoim Kayin. There is a special halacha by a Saita that you need the Kayin to make the Shvuam. You have to go to a Kayin. So maybe there it's different. But Shaykin, Shvuah said this, it does not need a Kayin. Maybe it's only learned out from Shvuah Sapakodin, that's only by money. Sach Rav Lezer's Drusha. Rabbi Akiva says, says the Pasha Shavuos Eidus that Yashem Liachas Meila, one of these, Mashma Yesh Meila Shuchayiv, Yesh Meila Shupata. In the Pasha Shavuos Eidus, certain times Yuchayiv and certain times Yupata. It says Liachas Meila, one of these, Mashma, not every case when an Eid swears false that he does not know Eidus is Yuchayiv. Sometimes yes, sometimes potter. Sefer Kiva says, "Okay, how's it come out? Tova momin chayiv, tova racha potter." We'll soon see later, how do you know which way though? Maybe just the opposite. Maybe Dabaracha Yechayiv a Korban Shavuah, and maybe by Mammon Yepata. So Rabbi Akiva says from the word Liachas Mielo, one yes and one no. Rabbi Yosi Agrili Yomer, Harei Yom, the Pesuk says, Vu Eid or Roa Yoda. There's a Sfatcha Pash of Eidus that you just saw, or else do you know? So that this is the case of Shavuah Eidus, that you deny, you do not know the Eidus, therefore you have to swear, and if it comes out you swore false, you chai the carbon. This pasuk now, the Eidus hamas kayemes v'riyah v'lo yediyah, or v'yediyah v'lo riyah. Hakosu medaber. When it says, oi roh, mashma, it's talking about a case that you only saw it, but you did not know what happened. Or else it's the case of Yoda, you know what happened, even though you did not see it. That's what we're talking about now. Now, that's only possible by money, and not by Nisa. So, Mark explains, Ria b'lo yediyah. How do we have a case that you saw something, but you yourself do not know whether it was chayiv or not? Ketzad, mono manisa l'cho b'fnei pleni y'pleni. Aruven says to Edim, you saw the way you saw me counting out the money to Shimon. You saw me count out $1,000 to Shimon. Yavoy y'pleni y'pleni v'yidu. I want you to wait and to come to Bezin to say this, that you saw me pay out money to Shimon. Zui Riyah B'lo Yediyah. This is the case that true, you saw Reuven pay out the money, but it's Lo Yediyah. You do not know what he was doing. Maybe Reuven was paying up a debt to Shimon. Maybe he's lending money to Shimon. So obviously Reuven is saying that I lent money to Shimon. So he has Eidus now. They're not good Eidus. They're only Eidus that they saw me give money to Shimon. But they do not know why I gave it. So that's the case of Eidus. Raw, you saw the Maisam, but you do not know. So Rashi says that the case is that Shimon says back to Reuven, if you bring me Eidus, that you counted out money to me, I'll pay you back. That's the case we're talking about. So in such a case, these Eidim are called furious money. Because if they would say they're Eidus, that we saw the way Reuven counted out $1,000 to Shimon, Shimon himself is admitting now that I'll pay you back the money, but only if Reuven has such Eidus. If Reuven does not bring the Eidim, Shimon will not pay back the money. So this is a case of raw, that you saw the way Reuven counted out the money to Shimon, even though you do not know for sure why he did it. You do not know, maybe he owed him the money from before. Still, that's the case of Shavuos Eidus. Now, Yediyah b'lo riyah, where is there a case that you saw, that you know something, but you do not see it? Ketzad? Mona hoidis to lead us night plenty of plenty. Reuven says this to Edim, you were there when Shimon admitted to me that he owes me money. So Yovi plenty of plenty of Yidu. I want you to Edim not to come to Beth and say this for me. Zulu Yediyah, this is called the case that the two Edim know that Shimon owes you the money. Beloy Ria, even though they did not see the way you gave the money, they did not see the loan. They only know from Shimon the fact Shimon admitted to you that he owes you the money. So these are only shaykh by money. By money you could admit that your money yichayiv. But by me, some other cases, haidor doesn't help you. So that's Rabbi Yosef Nila's proof that we're talking about mammon and nothing else. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, chayiv kan v'chayiv pikodin. Yichayiv is shvu over here by Eidus, and yichayiv is shvu by pikodin. Ma lahal and eni medav rele betzvias mammon. That's like there is something about by money matters. Av kan eni medav rele betzvias mammon. That's Rabbi Shimon's limud. The Yerim Kavachayim also have the Kavachayim for this also. Ma Pikodin. Madach by the Shvu Asa Pikodin. When I tell a Shomer, listen, I gave you something to watch, give it back to me. The Shomer says, no, you never gave it to me, swear, and he swears false. There, Sha'asa by Noshim Kanoshim. A Shvu Asa Pikodin applies both to a lady and to a man. There's no Pasha Vedas there. Kravim the Kurachaitim. Even though you're relatives, so what? The Pasha applies to relatives also. Even though you're possibly aided.